Blog Talk Radio.
Your presence amazes me. Your glory surrounds me. When I walked in this room, I felt your hand upon me. To think how great you are, still you would touch someone like me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is Tehillah worship. The Word of God says in Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 6, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. We are celebrating Palm Sunday, right? We haven't forgotten that it's Palm Sunday and that we are acknowledging Jesus coming to accept and receive the penalty of sin, but not his sin, our sin. And so I am amazed. He amazes me because he died for me. He went to the cross, and that was my cross. That was your cross. That was the cross of everybody that has been born since Adam and Eve. And he did it. God, we thank you and we bless you because you sent your son who was willing to die for a sinful wretch like me. I exalt you and I glorify you for planning my salvation before I even knew that I needed salvation. God, you are amazing. I reverence you, I adore you, I celebrate you, I thank you. Because you did for me what doctors could not do, my education could not do, the political system could not do, the military could not do. You did it for me, you did it for us. You prepared a sacrifice, an eternal sacrifice, a Passover lamb, who was sinless, and in him there was no guile. And because of that, he was perfect, perfect and fit to pay the price for our sins. God, you amaze me. So we thank you. I bless you. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name. I am so glad you have joined me again for another episode of Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. And as always, we are here. Well, I can't say always because I had to take a couple of Sundays off doing some traveling and things like that. But we are back, and I again am glad that you have joined me again tonight for some space and an opportunity to pray and to meditate, to get into his word, to press into his presence, to reflect on his goodness, and to remind him and to declare how much you love him. So if you're new to this format in this program, I just want you to get a comfortable place in your home or in your job. Maybe you're in your car and you just want to pull off the side of the road or just posture yourself to get comfortable in his presence. This is our time now. This is our time to meditate on his word. If you have the Bible, your Bible in front of you, find your favorite scripture, notes from the word of God on this Sunday afternoon or morning service, whichever one you went to, or if there's just something you want to lay before the altar of God tonight, today, this afternoon, whenever you're listening. Now is the time to do so. This is Tehillah Worship. Let us go before him in prayer and meditation. In Jesus' name.
Find rest.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. This is the Healer Worship.
Yes, I will.
That obedience is better than sacrifice. And sometimes in relationship to God, we just have to get to the point where we say, God, I will obey. I will obey. And so I pray that you are there. And for those that are there, I pray that you're getting there. Because he is sovereign. And except for our worship, he only requires our devotion. And so I pray that you all have obeyed the voice of the Lord, even up to this point in your lives. And if not, I encourage that you do so. And so with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. And I woke up this morning just wanting music for you that would inspire and encourage you and even bring you to a place of worship. Because that's what we're all about, getting deeper into him, deeper into his presence, deeper into his word, deeper into an intimate relationship with him. So I want to just say farewell, good night, God bless. I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray that you be empowered and encouraged to minister the word of God to somebody this week. In spite of the opposition, they may keep their faces like flint or be stone-faced, but tell them how good God is. Give them the gospel, and then knock the dust off of your feet or whatever, however the Spirit leads you in that work. So with that, I leave you with this final song and a word that says, just simply to tell you that I love you and I thank God for you. And good night.
Beginning and end, oh God.